They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show on this final day of September 2009. Then we get into Halloween time and the official fall of October. We've got a real full show for you on this final day of the month. It's Wednesday. Some of our normal features, Loper Link, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. They're playing some pretty decent volleyball, and they've got a three-game homestand. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to a Loper event. You can use it for volleyball, or you can use it for football this upcoming week or whenever, something for the homestand, but figure you might want to use it this week. We'll also be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, talk about some of the high school games for this weekend. And also on the program today, former Husker Eric Wiegert will join us on the show. They've got another Touchdown Club event going on in Grand Island later this week. We'll talk about that and what he's been up to as well. So that's all coming up on the program today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, our engineer Derek Stenson in studio. The things you need to know, the Den Popper inbox for all your emails, Doug and Daddy, you spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, and the phone number, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776.
Doug got here just a little bit early today. I walk in, and here's our producer, Derek, wearing nothing but his Dirk Nowitzki jersey, doing jumping jacks. He's getting ready for training camp starting today. That's what he was. I had nothing else on. I didn't ask what was on. I didn't ask what was on underneath it. I'm hoping I know the answer to that. I'm hoping there was something on, but that's what Derek was doing when I arrived this morning.
You want to see? I can.
No, I don't. I'm going to take your word that there's something.
Did you see Dirk Nowitzki? You remember the crazy chick that was accusing him of being pregnant with his child? Blah blah blah. Yeah, not pregnant with his child. So
it's good.
Good deal for Dirk there.
Stay away from crazy women. There you go. That's the question that they have. I don't know. I think every once in a while, probably our favorite friends in the volleyball world think that they're dealing with anywhere from 15 to 20 crazy women every day. But they're doing well at UNK, and it's time for our Loper Link segment brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th. They've got your textbooks, so they're the cheapest textbooks. They guarantee it. Ask the manager for details or shop online at thecollegestore.com. Thecollegestore.com. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joins us this morning. Morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
You never have to deal with crazy women, do you?
Never.
The right answer! It's the right answer! Oh, 15-1. The Lopers sweep all the RMAC awards this week. We'll be talking about the three-game homestand coming up over the next three nights. And, Coach, you come back off of some competitive volleyball over the weekend on the road. Let's start there. Nice win over Metro. I'm sure you wanted to get tested again.
Well, no question that, the entire four-game road stretch was a bit of a concern. And, the more I look at the schedule this year, the more I'm realizing that it is not all that favorable, especially with some of the RMAC changes as far as who hosts the tournament and so forth. But, you know, we had to open up the first round of interdivision play with four on the road and only two at home. So, to get all four of those is a credit to our girls. And then the last two being a Regis team that really was on a bit of a roll, having just beat Metro 3-0. And then to come back the next day in the afternoon, less than 24 hours later, and play a Metro team that hadn't had to play that weekend yet because we're also the lone wolf in the conference. So both teams had plenty of time to get ready for us. We were a little nicked up, had some illness during the week, got those two kids back, but played, off and on without Jerry Walkowiak against Regis and then pretty much without her against Metro. So the girls showed a lot of resolve there, playing well and getting a couple of conference wins.
Coach, as much expectations that were laid on this team, still got to be very, very happy where you're at.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can always nitpick and say you'd like to be 16-0, but in the course of those 16 matches, I mean, obviously the UNO match could have gone either way. The Metro match was a match that probably could have gone either way. So you look at some of those things and you say, 15-1 is not too bad, and regionally we're doing pretty well. Haven't lost a regional match yet, so. It's a good start to the season, and I guess we're about halfway through the schedule already, so it's a good first half, and hopefully we can do the same thing in the second half.
Well, Rick, real nice to string some wins back together, kind of get you off the hot seat again.
Well, you know, me and Charlie Weiss.
And Eric Mangini. Make sure Coach Day knows that, too. Coach, you touch on it a little bit. Coming into the season, Jerry Wachowiak, Nikki Scott were getting the accolades, but here the last couple of weeks, it's been Eric Burson and Carson that have kind of been stepping up and leading the team. I guess just talk about what's going on there.
Well, I think we have thought all along, all the way even through last year, that we knew our middles were pretty good. But our outsides have been a little up and down, and it just seems like for various reasons we'd had some question marks there, and even when we seem to have gotten some things going on the outside, then somebody would get hurt. And so that's always been kind of the X factor for us is, you know, can our outsides play well? And all of a sudden, they've been carrying the load, and I think a lot of that has to do with Colas Feck has I don't know if I want to say perfected, but we started running our outside balls a little quicker, and we added a set that they could run, which is really a fast ball to the outside, which gives them a lot more opportunities to hit against a single block. And so as opposed to feeling like we have to set them sometimes because we're out of system, we can choose to set them, which puts them in a lot better situation. And, you know, obviously they've responded pretty well. Erica Burson was about as good as I've seen her the last weekend. I mean, she carried a major offensive load for us and made some plays down the stretch at some key times. And, you know, it was good to see. And I think, credit to the fact that we've got some seniors who are good seniors and really want to do this thing the right way their last year. So it was good to see her play well.
Rick, halfway through the season, assess the RMAC. Are there more teams that can compete this year?
I believe so, and I think the RMAC over the last 4 or 5 years has just continued to get better and better. And you see some of the even the middle of the pack teams have done well outside of the conference or picked off a few teams that are pretty good. And we don't have to think too far back to know that last year we lost to a Western State team that only had 5 wins late in the season on the road. And so you factor in that the road is tough and that the league continues to attract more talent. There just aren't too many gimmies out there. The road makes it tougher. And like I said, our schedule isn't ideal this year, so we're going to have to be pretty good every night.
If only we could play Highlands every night.
At home.
At home.
Yeah. Rick Squires joins us, head volleyball coach at UNK, our weekly Loper update. Talk about the three teams that are coming in this week with Thursday it's Pueblo, and then maybe a little more competition with Adams State Friday and Western Saturday.
Yeah, we open up with Pueblo, who I think is a little better than last year, but still kind of a program that's trying to rebuild. They've got some young players and been kind of watching them on film today, so they're a little streaky. They do some things well at times, and then they struggle at times. So that'll be the Thursday match. And then, the next two matches are teams that beat us the last time that we played them. We lost to Adams first round of the the RMAC tournament on our home floor, kind of a bitter defeat. And I'm sure the girls remember that who were here last year. And the same thing with Western State. They picked us off on the road out at their place, and weren't very nice to us afterwards either. So so two matches there where I would think that our team, at least the members who were here last year, are going to want to do whatever they can to kind of erase some of those things from their memory that happened last year. But good to be home, that's for sure.
A little sassiness involved at the weekend, it sounds like.
A little bit.
Coach, also an event going on with Saturday's game, another Think Pink. You want to fill us in on that?
Yeah, it's you know, obviously that's become a popular event to raise awareness for breast cancer and raise a little money as well. And you know, it's great that our volleyball program, as well as a number of the other programs, not only in volleyball but in athletics in general, can be a part of that and hopefully continue to make progress there. As we all know, that's something that we'd sure like to see wiped off the map here eventually. So hopefully we can have a good night that night too.
Admission free on Saturday night against Western State to fans wearing pink. Each fan will also receive a commemorative pin, and the coaches, the players, and the staff will be breaking out the pink as well. You already got your wardrobe picked out?
Oh, I tell you what, you know, it's just hard to select. I got so many pink items.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to the day. Best of luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. That is the head volleyball coach at UNK, 15-1, ranked 8th in the country for the third straight week. Really nothing moving above them, so they stay at the number 8 spot this week. That's Rick Squires joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th Street, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic, so real, even the coach might put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at thecollegestore.com. You think they carry volleyball shorts in your size?
Oh, gosh. I tried to put a pair of those on in Mexico and was arrested.
That's so bad.
Look at the charge. Yeah. Was.
Here's the deal, folks. The University of Nebraska at Kearney and the Doug and Daddy Show are going to give you a chance during this break to win 4 general admission passes for any 2009 UNK volleyball match. 4 individual general admission passes for a UNK home volleyball match. You can use it this week. You can use it down the road against Hastings. You can use it whenever you want, but it's got to be this season. And we're going to take caller number 5 during the break at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You'll get a certificate for 4 general admission passes to any UNK home volleyball match this season. Caller 5 and Eric Wiegert, the former Husker, joins us when we come back.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bedliners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
ISP's Thursday Night College Football features a Big East, Big 12 showdown in Morgantown. The West Virginia Mountaineers.
Line up the middle, see you later. Touchdown, Mountaineers.
Against the Colorado Buffaloes.
Hawkins throws it left side, McKnight spins, makes the grab in front of Gerard Thomas. Touchdown, touchdown, Colorado.
Join us for West Virginia and Colorado Thursday night at 6:30. The best college football is on ISP, America's home for college sports.
We'll see sunshine across the area today with some increasing clouds as well, especially late in the day with high around 76. Southeast winds will stay gusty from 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, more clouds build in with a chance of isolated showers and storms. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report joins us in the second half of the program. And Eric Wiegert, former Husker and Hall of Famer, going to join us. But we've given away four UNK volleyball tickets to
Russ from Kearney, winner.
Congratulations, Russell. Russ from Kearney, just another one of the many listeners out there that has the ability to dial our phone number, 888-455-3776. That's easy.
Well, he proved he could dial his phone. Why don't you prove you can dial your phone and call your local Dining Girl representative today, 1-800-652-9298. They continue to grow their tradition across cornfields in Nebraska. When Dining Girl steps onto your farm, they're dedicated to serving you. The Dining Girl seeds will offer only the best seed for your farm. Dining Girl represents a national brand that focuses its research locally for success on your farm. They are Dining Girl. They're growing more and more on your acres. Smart Stacks is now available in Dining Girl corn hybrids. Continue your success with Dining Girl seeds and continue to cheer for the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Folks at Hastings College want you to know that you can get your tickets now for the Hastings College men's basketball exhibition game at Nebraska on Tuesday, November the 10th. If you would like tickets to the game, you can contact Coach Creech in his office, 402-461-7336. 402-461-7336. Hastings College men will be playing at the University of Nebraska in an exhibition game on Tuesday, November the 10th. Nebraska volleyball team is in action tonight. They try and get back in the win column at Oklahoma, 6 o'clock. You can hear it on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. A lot of things happen when Nebraska loses volleyball games. First back-to-back losses since 2003. Of course, the loss to Texas on Saturday ended their 82-match Coliseum win streak. But do you realize that their 9-4 start is the worst through 13 games since 1978 for the Nebraska volleyball team? I guess they're just young. The Huskers take on Oklahoma tonight, who is 10-3 on the season. 10-3 on the season. 3-1 in the conference. The Huskers now 2-2 in the conference after back-to-back losses. They are 9-4 overall. Also, some other news, Tony. We talked about this yesterday, the Storm making a trade, but the Storm also will be less a coach before the season even begins. Ryan Benchurik, no longer an assistant coach for the Tri-City Storm. No details are being released by the Storm. Head Coach Drew Schenick telling the Kearney Hub that right now they are not actively looking for another assistant as they get ready for Omaha. That's where they are putting their emphasis right now, getting ready for the Omaha Lancers Saturday, which you can hear with our 6:30 pregame on our sister station, KKPR Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So we'll see. Coach Schenick will join us on the show tomorrow, here right off the top of the program tomorrow. We'll talk about what the Storm has, the big trade, and what they're expecting. Kind of weird that they're starting with Omaha and they played two exhibition games against Omaha. It won't, I would assume, won't really feel like the first game of the season. It'll feel like they've had a few battles already.
I'll be interested in talking to people like Derek and people that are a lot closer to this deal. How much those preseason games, everyone we played and everyone we got beat in, it was like, we don't have their guys out there. We're playing some people to see if they're going to make the team or not. I'll be interested to see how many of those kids actually played and what the competitive level is like, because it looks like could be a struggle right off the start.
Well, special event coming up this week, Tony, going on in Grand Island with the Touchdown Club. Going to have a special event coming up tomorrow. and you can tell us more about that.
What's going on at Riverside Golf Club? That's cocktails at 5:30, a steak dinner at 7. Then the main program delivered by Marvin Sanders. And to fill us in maybe a little bit more on what he knows is Eric Wiegert.
Wiegert is a three-year letterman, former letterman, of course, and went into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame in 2007. And Eric joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing fine. And I'm guessing as a former Husker, as we've talked to many here in the past couple of seasons, you're probably doing fine as well when it comes to Husker football.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm thrilled with the progress the new staff's making, and it's just fun to see the effort on the field and the progress they're making each week.
Eric, it seems to be, since the Virginia Tech and the tough loss it was, there's so much talk out there. Boy, if we'd have beat them, we'd be fourth in the country. If we'd have beat them, we'd be close to the top ten. How close, just watching this team, in your mind, are they maybe not from being that top, let's say top ten team in the country?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. Just my own personal opinion. I don't know if we're up with the top four or five teams in the country, but after watching the Virginia Tech game, I kind of get the feeling we can play with just about everybody else.
Eric Wiegert joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you getting that feeling as you're out and about just with the normal, regular, I don't know if there is a normal, regular day every Husker fan out there, but some of these events, some of the places, and just going through work every day?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think they could see progress being made, and I think the overriding feeling is that, you know, the guys are trying hard on every play, and they look like they're improving week to week, and that sure is a welcome sign. Sure good to see.
Eric, Thursday night there's a special event going on, and I know Tommy Tom's in York and the Touchdown Club are starting to get back to the way things used to be. Seem to be kind of like with the old staff, they didn't do many events. Mm-hmm. Now they've got this staff back in place, starting to do a few more events. I know you're very active in this. Tell the folks what they can expect if they want to go out to Riverside Golf Course on Thursday night.
Well, we're having a cocktail hour starting at 5:30, and there'll be a silent auction, a live auction. I'm right now with former coach Milt Tenneper. And another.
You're driving, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet. We'll make sure Coach gets home safe. And Terry Keneally and I are on the board of directors for the Touchdown Club, and we've been on for a couple years, and we picked the right time to join because as the old staff went out and the new staff came in, there's a lot of excitement about Husker football, and we're making a conscious effort to get out to the outer lying areas. There's a lot of events just for the people in Omaha, maybe even so Lincoln, but we like to get out there and see some of the folks out in western Nebraska, and I know they're wonderful fans out there. So we're trying. We had an event in Kearney this summer that was real real popular, did a real nice event out there, and we're hoping this event is successful as well. We have Marvin Sanders coming out to show some film and answer some questions, and a steak dinner will be provided for the cost of admission, which I think is $30 a ticket. So I think it'll be a lot of fun for Husker fans and be a chance to watch some film from the first four games and maybe ask a few questions from one of the coaches on the team.
Former Husker Eric Wiegert, now at the Touchdown Club, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is a silver lining of what happened that four-year stretch now that people are excited again? Because I don't even think in the Solich era we were seeing as many, I guess, we were taking it for granted. Fans were taking it for granted for maybe lack of a better term here. But now it's a reason to get fired up again. Do you see that as maybe a silver lining in getting this going again?
Well, maybe. It's certainly nice just to see that, you know, that the guys are going to work hard and try every week. You know, some of the games a couple years ago, you know, I didn't think that, you know, the program would ever get to that level where it just didn't look like, 100% effort was given week to week. But it's certainly nice to see them bounce back now. I certainly never thought we would fall as far as we did. I played in the late 80s, early 90s, and gosh, we went 9-3 one year, and it was voted one of the top 10 worst teams in the century or something like that. So, you know, it's I never thought I could drop like that, and I'm just choosing to forget those days and look forward to the future.
Eric, that was kind of touching on the next question I had for you. You were part of a team that had some success, but started to rebuild right before those national championship teams with some of the great players that rolled in, and Tommy Frazier and all those. And that's kind of where the program is right now, these teams are right now. Do you see some similarities? If you talk to any of these guys, what's the advice you have for them? Can you see some parallels?
Yeah, a little bit. We, you know, we always had real good teams. My, you know, my sophomore year, we won a game out in Colorado. We probably would have played for the national championship, but we never quite got over the hump and win that last game and win the national championship. We formed the Unity Council my senior year and just started talking about what extra steps we could make to get over that hump. And that was also the year my senior year. After that, they changed defenses and. You know, I think that kind of spurred our huge success in the 90s. And Tommy Frazier and all the offensive guys were fantastic. But after looking back at it, the defenses we had were just by far the best in the country. And you don't win championships without great defense. And that's why when Bo came in, that was the right guy for the job because the offense was still doing pretty well. The defense needed a lot of work, and I think with the Pelinis and their staff, that championship-caliber defense is on the way again. That's pretty exciting.
Eric, also your senior year, you had an opportunity to play with your little brother, one of the same positions you played. We'll talk about that and what that experience was like.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. You know, we got to play quite a bit of football together. Actually, my this last year, he was a redshirt freshman and. He took quite a few snaps. He and both Rob Zadiska were redshirt freshmen then, so it was fun. It was nice to kind of show him the ropes and see him develop over the years. Of course, he turned out to have one of the best careers in the history of Nebraska for offensive linemen, and it was fun sharing that with him. We still like to reminisce about the old days and talk about the old battles and stuff like that.
Eric Wiegert with us for just another moment. Was Zadiska like the smartest human being to ever put on shoulder pads?
Yeah, he was. I don't know what was more impressive, is his brain or his biceps. He was a pretty big guy, too. He's a super player and real successful here now after football. He was I don't know how you get a 4.0 grade point average. he must have known some of those teachers, I guess. He's a super guy and real smart and had a great football career and a great academic career as well.
Eric, for the fans that don't know, what are the Wiegert boys up to these days?
Well, I work for a trucking company called TSL. We run trucks all through Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado. And my brother Zach retired from football a couple years ago, and he works in real estate development. So we both keep pretty busy. We both go to all the home games and maybe even a few of the road games here, we'll see, and are active supporters of the university. And both live right here in the Omaha area, and both have a couple of children going to school here in Elkhorn, and everything's going real well for us.
Any little boys might be coming through? Is there a Wiegert pipeline starting to develop?
Unfortunately for me, I have two girls, so maybe they'll make the volleyball team. My brother has one boy, Zach. He looks like he might be a running back now. I don't know if he's going to make the pipeline or not. I'm going to start feeding the kid more.
Well, Eric, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. The Touchdown Club of Nebraska inviting you out to Riverside Golf Club in Grand Island. Social hour begins at 5:30. Program begins at 7 o'clock, and we'll see you tomorrow in Grand Island.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Wiegert, Nebraska Football Hall of Fame, 3-year letterman, playing in the Big 8 days. Wrapped his career up there in 91, 89 to 91, his base of his playing time. And there are four groups of brothers that have been captains at the University of Nebraska. Can you name them? Eric and Zach were one of them. Not at the same time, just brothers.
No, I cannot.
This should be pretty easy. There may be one you wouldn't get. This should be very easy.
I can't even come up with one.
See? Unbelievable.
Oh. Yes. Wistroms.
Yeah, the Wistroms. Grant and Tracy. How about the Peter boys, Christian and Jason, and the Kelsey boys, Chad and Chris?
Should have been able to come up with all four of those.
But that's okay. It's going on again tomorrow night, social hour 5:30, dinner at 7 o'clock, and the program there follows at 7:45.
Folks, one of the neat things about the deal they did in Kearney, I believe there's only about six or eight players, former players, that were at the one in Kearney. This one, there's expected to be between 12 and 18 former players. These guys just sit around at tables and kind of shoot the breeze with you. People come up, they'll visit with you. It's great if you're a Husker fan to get out and meet some of these guys and ask them about memories that you have. They tell great stories. It's just a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, there you go. And, of course, Marvin Sanders will be here. Mike Eckler was at the last to get together in Kearney. Coach Sanders will be at this one. It's all going on tomorrow night. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get to your emails, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, and more coming up.
This is the ESPN Superstation's Doug and Daddy Show.
Live and unrehearsed. Unrehearsed.
You son of a hoe!
Unrehearsed.
Unfortunately.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Here's an IRS news release that even my beloved Buckeye fans need to hear. New law offers special tax breaks for small businesses. Act now and save. Talk about a response. People are starting small businesses, even working from home businesses. And many are using LegalZoom.com to incorporate. These new tax laws are that significant. And LegalZoom makes incorporating so easy and affordable. Even attorneys use them. Listen.
My name is Phil Tobolsky. I practice law here in New Jersey and decided to become a LegalZoom customer myself. Look, I'm an attorney. I could have filed my own LLC. I don't hesitate to tell clients that they can save money by doing their own common legal documents at LegalZoom.
Just like football fans are thinking about the next big game, think LegalZoom.com for business and personal legal documents. Incorporate now. Receive our corporate package with over 40 free legal business forms that save you thousands. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. And for even more savings, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
It's another Friday night of exciting high school football on our network of stations. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is at Southwest. ESPN 1550, Donovan Trumbull is at Hastings St. Cecilia. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central travels to Columbus Lakeview. On Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Alma will be at Amherst. And on The Breeze 94.5 FM, Axtell is at Silver Lake. All games kick off at 7 and can also be heard on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see sunshine across the area today with some increasing clouds as well, especially late in the day with high around 76. Southeast winds will stay gusty from 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, more clouds build in with a chance of isolated showers and storms. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where Prairie Hills Golf Course is having a hole-in-one contest, and if it's downwind, it's going to be a lot shorter. I'm going to tell you that right now with the little windy conditions this week. Finally a chance to get outside. Oh, no. Let's wind it up. That means you might want to take advantage of the simulator inside. But anyway, Prairie Hills Golf Course having their hole-in-one contest coming up October 17th and 18th, folks. You'll have two chances to win $10,000. That's with a lot of zeros after the one. Hole 2 on the front side, 14 on the back side. To enter, you must play at least 9 holes with a cart. The cost is just $18. If you play the 18 holes, it's $25 with the cart. And to be able to participate, there's a $10 per hole-in-one entry fee. The best part is if you play 18 holes each day, you have 4 chances to win the hole-in-one contest. Lastly, there's a drawing after the 2-day event for one lucky participant. Somebody's guaranteed to win a 2010 membership to Prairie Hills valued at over $1,000. For more information or to be able to play, call Prairie Hills Golf Course today for a tee time. Walk-ups will only be allowed if there's room, but a chance to win $10,000 and play golf. It's the weekend of October 17th and 18th. Contact Prairie Hills, just north of Kearney, just south of Pleasanton, for more information. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. Bob Jensen going to join us in just a moment. Fellas, not sure if you talked about this yesterday or not. Why did they trade the number one pick before the season started, referring to the Tri-City Storm? He says, I've been trying to keep my headphones on in this wind working outside. Thanks, Nick. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Again, Derek, the story is we traded, or the Storm traded, their number one for Waterloo's number one.
Correct. It was a four-person trade, two guys from each team changing venues there. And it was our number one pick, Justin DiMartino, who is a forward, and we're picking up their number one pick in return, who is a defenseman. So I think we're just trying to strengthen up the defense a little bit there. Not real sure on the exact reasons for the trade, but from an outsider's view, I mean, it looks like a pretty equal trade across the board.
But from what people are telling you, maybe not as happy with the physicalness of the number one overall pick?
Possibly. They might not have been happy with some of his play up to this point. Maybe thought he was just maybe a bit, I don't want to really use the word overrated, but maybe not quite what he was cracked up to be.
Oh,
but then
you
again,
just used it, though.
Yeah, I did just use it. I did. But it looks like a pretty equal trade.
We're going to try and help each team out, and Coach Shenick joins us on the show tomorrow. We'll ask him about that as well.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters in Central City, Nebraska, it is Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Bob, halfway through the season, how you doing?
Good enough, dude. It has been a torturous morning at best, but it is ironic that you guys would be talking about a trade just prior to us being on it. It took me back, actually, when I was a senior in high school. My football coach attempted to trade me for a couple Pop-Tarts at lunch and a fourth grader to be named. I didn't clear waivers.
I thought
and you, so he was stuck with me.
I thought you saw some playing.
I thought I was over that. That just was a flashback of some sort.
I thought that trade and the playing time you received at Brewster was very, very good.
Brewster, the smallest population county seat in the United States. You can look that up.
See, that's why we have Bob Jensen on the program. All kinds of knowledge. Robert, let's go back to last week. Once again, proving when you think you might know something, you know nothing. And I don't mean you. I just mean football in general. There were some interesting games, but a lot of these close games, I think, probably fell the way they were supposed to.
Well, they did. I mean, the biggest news of the week that I can tell certainly was the loss by Howells. Howells just doesn't get beat. I mean, in the last 8 years that they've played eight-man football, they've lost now 3 times. And this one happened to be kind of revolved around an injury. They did lose to a team that's unbeaten, Bancroft Rosalie. Bancroft has played absolutely nobody until last week, but they did get up 3 touchdowns on Howells and then hung on. The problem at Howells was they were minus their quarterback, their 3-year senior starter quarterback. That still, to me, doesn't explain how they could have given up 3 touchdowns and fallen behind like that. But I guess it shows that they are not invincible. That's got to hearten people all the way through D1, including our friends down the street at Axtell, who have ascended to number one. And, you know, it really does. It throws that class wide open. And, you know, the Axtell this week, with the deal with Silver Lake. I mean, that's a game that I don't think anybody back on the 4th of July, you know, was pointing to as a big game. Well, it's a huge game this week.
Bob, how serious is the injury? Will he be back at all?
He'll be back. It was a bone bruise. The boy's name is Brian Prusha, and he is out. In fact, there's a very good chance he'll play this week. They play Howells plays Clarkson this week, which will be a big game. But it's not a season-ending injury, and Howells will be back. And I, with some degree of certainty, believe that Howells will be Howells. But again, that is troubling. The quarterback doesn't have anything to do with defense. Last time I looked, and they did give, you know, they were behind 3 touchdowns at halftime before they rallied and lost by 2. And so, you know, if Howells is vulnerable, then D1 is truly wide open, because there's some really good teams at the top of it, and a lot of them can hear this broadcast this morning. You know, Axtell is number one, but you know, Palmer's a team that's beaten 2 teams that were in the top 7 on back-to-back weeks. They're currently number 2. You know, there's some quality out there, and we'll see what happens. And again, you know, Bancroft, the people that beat Howells, is also undefeated, and so there's there's a little mix now, and you know, it looks kind of funny to look at the standings and see Howell's fourth, but there they sit, and we'll see what they do from here.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and speaking of how far ranging obviously this program is, I'll throw this one out to you. Here's an email from Colt in Antioch, which, of course, is just a few miles from Alliance, where Holdridge is playing this week. He wants to know how much the long...
Easy now.
Tony, what are you doing to me? He wants to know how these long road trips are affecting the road team in Western Nebraska. Pick them.
Well,
I mean, is there a trend, Bob? Does the road trip automatically almost mean a loss?
I don't think so. I mean, these you got to remember, these are hardy people out there. Okay, they're used to driving 90 miles one way to get a loaf of bread. I mean, it is not a big deal. I mean, it's a lot bigger deal for us back here, quote unquote, to take a road trip here. You know, you tell somebody they're going to be on bus for an hour and 15 minutes. You know, and it's, you know, it's mass panic. But you know, these guys are used to that. You know, it's not nearly, and again, we're talking about 16, 17 year old guys. You know, I throw Tony in a car and let him drive for 6 hours. When he gets out, he won't even be able to stand up. But these guys will be fine. I mean, I just don't think it's not nearly the handicap that it would be for, you know, come playoff time. You know, like the trip Aurora made out to Alliance last year, and granted there was in the playoffs, and granted there was some other factors involved, their weather and all that, but that is out of the ordinary back here. That is very ordinary out there. And so
they're so used to saying, "Mom, where'd Dad go?" She said, "Went to town for a beer." When's he going to be home? Tuesday.
All right. Well, depends on who Dad is, I guess. But the other thing, you know, this road trip thing, I guess we'll find out a little bit this week. You know, Gehring and McCook aren't exactly right next to one another, but Gehring goes to McCook this week, and that's. You know, McCook is vulnerable. This is not vintage McCook. They're good. They're a good football team. And frankly, if you wiped away all the greatness from the previous years, people would stand back and go, "Wow, they're really good." Well, now it's, they're okay. Well, they're more than okay. But Gehring is too. And I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked to see Gehring beat McCook on Friday.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get a little closer to home. There are a handful of top 10 matchups. Broken Bow is at Gothenburg. Axtell is at Silver Lake, 11-man, 8-man. Let's talk about those two ball games.
Well, I'll tell you what. Again, referring to my stance that if you don't have a dog in the fight, you always pull for the underdog. Hooray for Silver Lake. Now Silver Lake was not horrible last year, okay? They won 3 games. They're, you know, anytime you get somewhere near 500, you're a borderline playoff team. Well, these guys have made a big jump, and they're doing it. They're able to move the ball, the biggest step, even some teams that have poor records, they're going to find a way to play defense. It's offense where you kind of find the rubber hits the road. And Silver Lake's been able to do some things this year on offense, been able to control the ball a little bit, control the clock, and they've put up some absolutely huge numbers. And as much as the first 3 wins, you know, were nice, I mean, they were real nice. I mean, let's face it, they were one-sided wins, but they came against teams that have really struggled. Kennesaw's got a proven track record of success, and Silver Lake hammered them last week. And so, with that in mind, you know, they play Axtell. there's a big difference moving up to Axtell. I still don't think Silverleaf's got the goods to beat Axtell, but it's a whole lot more interesting, and I think you may need some sort of handheld device here to keep track of the scoring on Friday.
Bob, you look towards the other end of the state, two monster games, Creighton Prep at Millard South and Waverly at Beatrice.
Okay, yeah, the Waverly-Beatrice, the shine's kind of come off that a little bit because Beatrice has really struggled, especially struggled to stop people. People are scoring points at some sort of record pace against Beatrice. Waverly's just too good. They win that ball game. Prep against Millard South, that is going to be a very it's a great game. It's two top five teams. But what makes it interesting is the contrast in styles. Prep's not going to score a lot of points. They're more interested in controlling the clock and sending that defense out there and just grinding you up into little bits. And they might do that to Millard South if they can catch them. And I'm not sure they can. I just think that Millard South's offense is just too dynamic for Prep. I think they win the ball game. I don't think Prep's offense is good enough to certainly keep in a shootout. There's no doubt South wins, but even if the game gets in the 20s, I think Prep's in trouble. So I would take Millard South. And just real quick to go back to that Gothenburg Broken Bow game. That's the game everybody's been waiting for. It's the one game on both of those schedules where those guys know they're going to play four quarters, and it's going to be a real struggle. That's one of those old Southwest Conference rivalries. It really doesn't matter what their record is, but it just so happens they're both 4-0. They're both ranked in the top 10. They both, whether they want to admit it or not, know this is for the district title in the very first district game of the year. And then there's the community pride factor and the rivalry factor and all that. I think it's going to be a tremendous ball game. I think Broken Bow might be a tick better than I thought they'd be. Nathan Scott, Josh Arnold are two real dynamic players, and they're going to make some things happen. I just don't think they can make enough happen to beat Gothenburg. Landon Hakey is one of the really, really good players in C1. It doesn't matter whose team he plays on. Landon Hakey would be an outstanding player. He's an outstanding running back. I was talking to his dad earlier this morning, Coach Craig Hakey. He's gotten bigger, stronger, faster, more explosive. And as good as he is as a running back, when I talk to coaches that play against Gothenburg, they think he might be a better safety simply because of his range and his big play ability. I think he had something like 8 interceptions last year, and he can hit. So I don't know. Broken Bow's best shot is to keep the ball on the ground, be able to run it on them, because I don't know how much success people are going to have throwing on Gothenburg because of the quality of their secondary. I just think at the end of the day that Gothenburg finds a way to win this ball game, even though it's homecoming. And that's a scary deal for any coach.
Bob Jensen with us. A couple more games that we want to get a quick preview on, Bob. I don't think we've talked a lot about Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul. Here's what should be a pretty good football game.
I tell you what, it will certainly test Central Catholic. Central Catholic has played an okay schedule so far. St. Paul, I actually got to see St. Paul last week because I stayed home and watched the Bison. They played against St. Paul, and Central City actually played quite well in that game. It turned out to be a 9-point win for St. Paul. A little bit goofy because there was an interception for a touchdown late. The only time that St. Paul really played a team of a high caliber was when they played Broken Bow and they got beat by 20. Here's a chance for them to make that right. Central Catholic, they've got some good athletes. They've got some good young players. And frankly, that win against Donovan last week, that was a good one. And as always, Central Catholic plays really good defense. And I think that probably is what determines the outcome here, and I think Central Catholic wins that ball game.
Bob, how good are the Cardinals of Alma? I knew they had it turned around this year, but wow, what they're doing!
Yeah, it's ironic we should be talking about Alma this morning because I talked to Coach Isaac Frex this morning, and of course he is the most popular boy on campus these days. The one thing to keep in mind, and it's a bit cautionary, is the fact that Alma's really not played a good team yet. They've really beaten. I mean, they're scoring a lot of points. And something that Coach Frex talked about was he's really proud of his senior class. They've got an outstanding player, a kid that I'm going to talk to later this week by the name of Charlie Robison. He's a big old lineman. He's playing some linebacker on defense. He's already a two-time All-District player. He's a very, very good player. Alma takes a substantial step up in class this week playing Amherst. And Amherst was a little shorthanded for a couple games. It's now all hands on deck. And I think this is a very dangerous game. I would not be at all surprised if Amherst finds a way to win this ball game. If, however, Alma's able to win this one, there's every reason to believe that they'll be undefeated going into the last night of the season against Overton. And that would be quite a development at Alma.
Yeah, instead of the clock running in the third quarter of the game. So Alma Amherst, that's where Daddy and I will be on a Friday night. And Bob, what part of the state are you going to again?
Well,
have you made that choice?
To me, there's two games that I think that above all others in the state are most compelling. Prep and Miller South is one of them, but I think I'm going to the other one. Laurel Concord and Hardington Cedar Catholic play, and I know we've got some C2 fans there in the listening area. I will tell you now that I have thought from the beginning of the season, I thought Cedar Catholic could be the kind of team that wins state. I tell you what, somebody's going to have to beat Laurel. Laurel is playing outstanding. They've got two guys, running back by the name of Johnny Saunders and a linebacker by the name of Ezra Shantz. And Ezra is actually being looked at by the University of Nebraska. Now, there's a real strong possibility he's going to be a walk-on, either linebacker or defensive end type. And so I get a feeling I'm going to go to Laurel.
All right, Bob. Well, we'll talk to you Friday night from the northeastern part of the state on our scoreboard show, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday here on Doug and Daddy's show, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. I was not able to make the show last week. Our daughter was part of the homecoming court at dear old Central City High, and so I was entertaining grandmother. Who knew she would make it till 10:30? You know what I'm saying? So there we are.
We'll give you a free pass, Bob. We'll talk to you next week. Take care, buddy.
You bet.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Check it out on the web. Check it out and get your subscription. It's got all the stats every week. We'll take a break. Be back and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
When it comes to your car, saving a few pennies on an economy oil filter today can cost you tomorrow. But a Fram Extra Guard oil filter delivers 3 times the engine protection versus the average of leading economy filters, trapping 95% of dirt and harmful particles. Over time, dirt particles can cause major engine damage. Don't cut corners. Go with Fram. The dirt stops here. Based on ISO 454812 testing, visit Fram.com for details.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use 3 independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's C-E-N-T-R-E.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
We'll see sunshine across the area today with some increasing clouds as well, especially late in the day with high around 76. Southeast winds will stay gusty from 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, more clouds build in with a chance of isolated showers and storms. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 64.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wrapping up this final day in September. And with the way things baseball went last night, the splitting of the doubleheader between the Twins and the Tigers, and the Braves blowing one and a comeback for Colorado, is it all over? Is all the baseball over?
I think it's all pretty much wrapped up. We're ready to go.
Yeah, I don't see anybody overtaking anybody now.
Rockies, good.
The only chance, Twins got to get the next two on the next two nights, and then they go into the weekend all tied up. So I guess we'll see how it breaks down. We'll have more for you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, will join us on the program. Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. I hate these websites that tell you to go and pick up somebody that, if you're in any real league, was picked up in the draft to begin with. You know, there's nobody out there. There's nobody out there unless you're in an eight-team or fewer league. So we're going to find out from Joe, who can you really go get if you had Frank Gore and didn't back him up with Glenn Coffey. Also tomorrow, our NFL power rankings. We want to thank our guests on the show today, Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, and former Husker Eric Wiegert. He and a few of former Huskers will be at the Touchdown Club in Grand Island tomorrow for an event at Riverside Golf Club.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, 1460, 1550.